Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I am Brett.
And I am Claire. We're coming at you with another episode.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They're getting closer together. We're starting to make some type of progress.
It's just been rough. It's been hard to work up the motivation. Because, like, you'll just be tired. And there is a lot that goes into the podcast. And then I feel like we end up rushing it. We don't plan it out as much as we would like. But you know what? We're just doing it on our timeline now. And I'm not apologetic about it. So
I kind of am apologetic because I want the podcast to be something that we take seriously and that people can count on, and that ultimately you listeners enjoy. And right now we are not doing that at all. So I do apologize for that to y'all and to ourselves, because we're really just letting ourselves down at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I do want to put more work into it. It's just been a rough last couple weeks. It's been a huge transition from job to job and just figuring out life, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of life, let's do our life up. Well, first, I guess we'll tell y'all what this episode is about. So we did an episode. Was it our first episode of the year? Probably. Or like end of last year. I don't know. But about how to vision board. And just like talking about our goals for the year. So we're going to kind of go over those today, see where we're at, what we need to improve on, and encourage y'all to do the same. So hopefully we can all hold each other accountable, because it's easy to like fall off. Like January feels like a long time ago at this point. So it's like, let's do a check-in on our goals, what we're doing right, what we're not doing so great, and set some steps to move forward, you know, and get back on track if we're not doing things how we may have envisioned at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we're closer to halfway through the year than we are the beginning of it, so that's kind of wild to think about. That went by really fast.
Yeah, so crazy. So yeah, but that's what this episode is going to be about, so if that's something you're interested in, don't turn off the podcast. Keep listening. We're going to talk about it. Yep. Okay, now, life update time.
Me first?
I mean, yeah, go for it.
I have a new job, and I really like it, actually. It's just way different than what I've been doing. And yeah, it requires me to wake up at 4 a.m., Claire hates that I say that because I do wake up at like 4:30 sometimes.
Or 5. Like, it's literally not,
I've only woken
4
up at 5 one time. But yeah, no, I have to wake up really early regardless. And I do get off earlier, but my body's not adjusted to it yet. So I've been just dragging. But I feel like I've completed my second week now. And I think I feel a lot more balanced out now energy wise. Like, today was fine. I did get to sleep in today, but, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's more normal now. But I like the job. It's cool to have some different schedule than I've had for the last, like, 5 years, basically. And it's an interesting industry.
Yeah, I like that you have weekends off, and I like that you get off earlier, so there's more time left in the day. And hopefully once, you know, you grow accustomed to the job and everything, we'll be able to do more with the afternoons, especially since daylight savings time. Like, there's a lot more daylight in the day when you're off. So hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that soon.
Yeah, the first week was really rough because, like, I think after like my first or second day, I came home and ended up going to sleep at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And
so early.
Yeah. I still felt like I needed more sleep after that day, but it was a little rough at first, but it's all good now. But other than that, that's all I've had going on.
Yeah, I've just been doing school. I started my like next set of classes. Not enjoying these two as much, to be so honest. But that's okay. We're going to get that degree years from now. So
she killed it on the first semester, though. And she's doing really good on this one. It's just not as interesting to you, so I understand it. It's tough sometimes.
Yeah, it's just this history class. Like, I'm just not, I don't know. Like, I enjoy history, just not the things I'm having to do in this class necessarily. But that's okay. There's going to be good ones and bad ones. And I'm going to get through it. But yeah, that's all I've really been doing, to be honest. It's been a pretty boring, like, I don't know. It's just been boring and not much has been going on. We've been playing a lot of Fortnite.
Yeah, it's insane how much Fortnite we play. We're, like, doing the ranked now.
Yeah, if y'all want to join our squad, send us a DM on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. Because, I don't know, I've gone through, like, major waves with Fortnite. Like, I know people think it's such a stupid game, but I think it's just so fun for some reason. And I'm not even really a gamer, like, at all. But, yeah, I've just gone through it really intense phases with it. Not as intense as this one though. Like, every day I'm like, okay, it's fork and knife time.
Yeah, it can be a lot sometimes, but I do enjoy it. But yeah, I don't know, we've been playing like every afternoon basically. And I mean, we've done pretty good. We've won a couple. Claire won on her own yesterday, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of a pro. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also feel like we've just been playing it because you are tired when you get home, so you don't want to go, like, run around and do stuff. So, like, sitting at home playing Fortnite is something to do, but we don't have to leave, and, like, you can do it even if you're tired. So, it's just, like, something to do. Yeah.
I will say one night I fell asleep on the couch, and you woke me up at, like, midnight, and you were like, let's play Fortnite really quick. And I was like, what? And yeah. I was, like, asleep. I, like, turned it on, and then I, like, fell asleep for a second, and you had to wake me up, but we played a game.
Well, because I was on the phone with my friend, and I was like, okay, we'll just play Fortnite, like, after I get off the phone, and I was on the phone with her for, like, literally 4 hours, so it ended up being midnight when I was off the phone, and I was like, okay, it's time to play, and, yeah, I probably literally don't care about that, but that's what our life has been.
Thought of something else. I've been watching a lot of How It's Made, which, shout out that show. If my dad's listening to this, or Gus, like, they'll know. We grew up watching that show, like, all the time. And it's dumb, but it's, like, so fun to watch. But I don't know if you, like, everyone seems to have, like, a designated sleeping show that they put on, like, for a nap or going to sleep. I recommend How It's Made. Not because it's, like, so uninteresting, but because his voice is so, like,
it's just so monotone. Yeah,
and it, like, is just, it just makes you go to sleep real fast. So
I do not like that show. I think it's so boring.
I love it.
But speaking of shows, I guess we can talk about what we've been currently watching. I don't remember if we talked about it the last episode or not. It's really hard to know what we've already talked about since we're not recording on a weekly basis, so I kind of forget, like, what we talked about in the last episode. But we watched Traitors. We were super into that show. If y'all haven't seen Traitors, which I feel like most people will have watched it by now, but if you haven't, you should definitely watch it, and Deal or No Deal Island, because both those shows are so good.
Yeah, this season of Deal or No Deal Island is not as good as the first one, but it's still a good show. But I feel like they're changing things up a little bit. Like, they're more, they're making you hate more people. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, there's a lot more, like, villains.
Yeah, like, I dislike a lot of people's personalities. But Traitors was more of, like, it had you more on the edge of your seat a little bit. Like, you didn't quite know what was going to happen all the time. But there was a lot of people you don't like in that one, too. Like, they just frustrate you to watch what they do. And they, like, I don't know, it seems like they think they're so smart and they know what they're doing. But it's like, I don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Traitors. And, yeah, the first season of Deal or No Deal Island is definitely superior. We also finished Pop Culture Jeopardy. That show's amazing. I would love to go on it. So, yeah, if they do another, like, season of it, I will definitely apply again with a full
team. There's, like, really good teams, though. Because, like, one of them made it to almost all the way to the end without any wrong answers that they gave. Which is kind of hard to do, I feel like.
Yeah, because there's some really niche, like, questions that they ask you. But I think that show is so entertaining, and it's fun just to play along, like, at home. So, yeah, that's what we've been watching, just a bunch of game shows. And then maybe going to try to get into Severance because everybody's saying how amazing that is. But I don't know. I'm pretty hard to sell on a show.
Was that what we put on last night?
Mm-hmm.
I was bored.
No, that was... We tried to watch Paradise, which is another show that people are talking about.
Oh.
And you fell asleep, like, 2 seconds into Severance, so I don't feel like you gave it a fair shot. But, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of TV on right now. We're not usually huge TV watchers, I feel like. But...
We're usually, like, re-watching TV shows from a while ago.
Yeah, like Gossip Girl, Broad City, The Bold Type.
Orange is the New Black.
It's been a while since
Burn Notice.
We watched that. Yeah, we have, like, our random shows and movies that we just watch...
We have, like, a lot going right now. Like, we watch Burn Notice sometimes. We haven't in a little bit, but Burn Notice is kind of going. We're watching all the game shows, the reality stuff.
But most of the reality shows are kind of ending, so that's why I'm like, all right, maybe we'll give Severance a try since everybody's hyping it up.
Yeah, it's like, how much room do you have for all these new TV shows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, getting into a character or, like, certain characters and the story. I just feel like...
Well, that's how I feel about normal TV. Game shows, I don't feel that way as much because it's more... Not interactive, but, like, kind of. Because, like, you can kind of think how what you would do in their situation.
Like, strategy.
And it's not so... Like, there's a formula for the show already, so you already know if you're going to like it or not. Like, if you liked the previous season. So, I don't know. I tend to prefer reality TV or... like reality game shows like that.
I miss The Circle. I like The Circle, like the first or second season were good, and then after that it kind of just fell off.
Yeah, it was so good when it first started, but not anymore.
There's tons of good ones, and you don't have to like watch them, so like you don't have to be super committed. You can just like watch a season pretty quickly if it's already all out, and then you can give up. It's not like it's a long storyline you have to like follow and know everything.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's what we've been up to, what we've been watching. That's the life update.
We've been playing volleyball, and we have a basketball. We went and bought some new balls because, like, ours were so bad. We had this volleyball that we got in New York, and it, like, one of the seams, like, busted open, and the inner ball was, like, that you actually inflate was, like, coming out, and it turned into, like, this egg-shaped ball, and it was just, like, impossible to play with. So we had to buy a new one.
Yeah, we've been trying to be outdoors more, like, you know, while the weather, it's not cold, but it's not super, super hot, and there's very few of those days here in Texas, so I feel like we've been trying to go to the park, take the dogs to walk around, play our version of volleyball, pickleball a little bit.
Yeah, we just hit the ball back and forth. I'm not really good at volleyball.
I've always been terrible at volleyball, but I still think it's fun.
I feel like we chase it more than anything, but it's still fun. But yeah, I really like pickleball, honestly. I still like it a lot, and it's a really easy one to just pick up and do. You don't have to be like good at tennis or anything crazy.
Yeah, so we've been super sporty lately, basically.
Yeah, I've sweat a lot recently. Not used to that. I guess in New York I sweat a lot, but like from... activities like that, not like just walking. that's a terrible thing to say considering one of my goals was going to the gym more and being more active. But
yeah, well, let's get into the goals and talk about it. I guess I'll start with one that's like obvious for all of our listeners. So one of my goals was to be more consistent with the podcast, because in New York, like, we were really good about it. Like, we put a lot of effort into our episodes, got them out every week. Most episodes were on YouTube. Like, we just took it way more seriously. And then we moved back here. There was like a weird transition period that I feel like we're still in somehow. And we really like fell off of doing it consistently. So a big goal was to do it consistently again. And obviously, if you're listening to this, and you have been listening to our episodes, you know that we have not been consistent. So, yeah, that goal is a fail for the time being. I just personally...
It's way more tough than you would think to just be consistent with it.
Well, that, but I've also just been in, like, a negative mental space. And, like, I don't want to just put out a podcast episode of me complaining about how I don't like Texas, how it's so annoying to not have a car, like, you know, all of my complaints about life. Like, I don't want to just inundate y'all with that all the time, because that's not enjoyable to listen to, and, like, that's not the point of this podcast.
I think it's, like, an inspiration problem, you know?
Yeah, that too, for sure. And I also don't want to be inauthentic and be like, oh, everything's so great and happy, so I just felt stuck and, like, yeah, uninspired to even think about what to talk about on an episode. So that's just been hard. And also, my PCOS is, like, at an all-time high of being terrible, so, like, I just haven't been feeling good in that department. Not to make excuses for it, but it's just, like, I don't know. It's just been hard for a variety of reasons to get episodes out, but I really do want to be better about it. I'm trying to force myself to just, you know, do the work and try to put out some episodes that are, like, decent and not just negative.
Yeah. I don't know. I think my new schedule with work, and once, I feel like this week I'll be good, but it's like we can actually sit down and plan out episodes more. It's not like 8 o'clock at night, you know, when I get home or whatever. So that'll be nice. And we don't have to, like, record everything late at night either. We can do it when there's still light out. And that helps a lot with, like, my energy levels while we're recording.
Yeah.
And if we just go straight from, like, an entire day and it's nighttime, it's, like, about time to go lay in bed, it's, like, yeah, it's really tough to do a podcast then.
Yeah, spring is, like, the time for a fresh start, so I feel like a lot of people are in the same boat, trying to kind of, like, get back on track. Like, there's more daylight, there's more to be done, so we're all just working on that together, hopefully. But, yeah. I feel like it's a fresh start with the podcast. We want to try to do, like, a little bit of a rebrand. No guaranteed timeline at all on that, but
yeah, it's not even really clear, like, what we are going to rebrand, but I think just maybe it's, like, narrowing in what we're doing, you know, because we've been doing it for a little bit longer now. I don't know, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah, just stay tuned. Thank you for bearing with us. I know it's annoying. I feel like we've lost a lot of y'all at this point just because of the inconsistency and the negativity. So I apologize on my end for that. But for those of you still listening, we appreciate it. And we are working to make it better, which we've said from the beginning. But it really is, like, there's a big learning curve with podcasting and there's a lot to it. So.
I just think, like, our podcast has always been, like, it reflects, like, what we're doing in life and, like, where we're at. And, like, I don't know. Like, we don't fake it, really. Like, we, whatever's going on is going on, you know?
I think that's the problem is, like, right now, for me personally, like, I don't have a ton going on other than school. And I'm not super happy. Like, for, I don't know. That sounds bad, but it's
that's
just
also part of life. Like, there's gonna be periods where you're not as happy as you were.
Yeah, for sure. It's just like I can only do so many episodes on how miserable I am before it's like, okay, like, shut up and figure it out, you know? So
yeah, I mean, we can do it about just the things we're trying to do here.
Yeah, well, that's what today's episode is all about. So anyway, thanks for bearing with us on that. That's a goal I definitely am continuing to work towards. And, you know, I'm glad we're getting an episode recorded today. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's weird that it's on a weekend, too. Like, me having weekends off, it's been a while since that's been a thing. So it's kind of cool to have the weekends off with the rest of America, basically. I mean, not everyone has the weekends off, like, but most people do, I would say.
Yeah. What's one of yours?
Mine. Strengthen relationship with God. I feel like I've actually been doing really good with this one. Claire got me a devotional, was it Christmas? And I just have it on in my bathroom, shamelessly next to the toilet. So every morning I read one page out of there, and, I don't know, I'm pretty far in it. I'm a little over halfway and I really enjoy them. And it's kind of funny, because this is like, I've never really liked devotionals that much, but this one has the timing of the devotionals, like the things that come up, could not be better. Like, it's kind of wild what, like you get out of it, you know, but I don't know, just okay. So yeah, the craziest thing that happened to us this year that I consider like a God type thing. We really like, because of going to New York City and how we did things, like we really expected to owe some money to the old IRS, and we did our taxes and it turned out we got a little bit back and we didn't owe anything. So that was incredible because we really were convinced that it was going to be worst case scenario. We were going to have to get like loans just to pay our debt. And it was like, don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And we can really focus on rebuilding and doing things differently this time. And I don't know. It was, what's crazy though, is like I had a devotional the morning of the same day that we found out that news, that was like, you know, God puts you through trials and like tough times and you don't know when they're going to end, but he will give you some kind of like relief or like sign that, you know, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through it and you're going to learn stuff.
Yeah, that was definitely a huge relief.
Yeah, it was just like a wild moment. But yeah, that was, I don't know, that was a really big thing for me. But yeah, other than that, I'm just trying to pray more, keep reading my devotional and have like some kind of discipline with it where I stick to it and try to focus on it in the mornings especially. And it's going pretty good so far.
Yeah, that's good. I am in the same boat kind of. Like I've been able to be consistent with my little devotional and journaling every morning, so I feel good about that.
That's, yeah, you're really good about too. The journaling,
but that's another thing I go through phases with. Like in New York I wasn't really that good about it, but here like I have been good about it again, so it's been nice too. Sorry if you can hear Ruby whining, she just wants attention. But it's been nice to have that part of my routine back, and I definitely feel better on the days that I do it, which has been mostly every day. So
yeah, and I mean, just as like a, for anyone, I think it's a great way to like build a routine every day, you know, like you can have one thing that anchors it all down. I feel like that's a good thing to kind of center it all on, is your relationship with God.
Yeah, or even like if you don't have that, like the 5-minute journal, I feel like it takes more like 2 to 3 minutes, honestly. And that's a really good thing every morning, just to wake up and like it's called the 5-minute journal, and you just write like 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things you're looking forward to, like for that day, and then a daily affirmation. And then it gives you a few more questions to do at night that are super easy. So that's a good one if you like want to start a routine with journaling. This dog, oh my gosh,
she's losing it.
But if you want to start a routine with journaling, the 5-minute journal is a good place to start. And you can also find like templates for it on Pinterest for free and just print it out on your own if you don't want to pay the like $20 or whatever it is for the actual journal. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the prompted ones are good. Because if it's just a blank, you know, notebook, it's hard to just start going, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Also, another one of mine was to meditate, and I am proud to say that I have meditated every single day other than New Year's Day. So, today was day 74 of meditation, and I think it's made a difference, like, overall in my anxiousness.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've done a couple with you, and she's doing, like, the hardcore ones where it's, like, I don't even know how to explain it, like, it's not just like slow breathing in and out. It'll be like some, one of them's called espresso shot, and you have to like breathe like, and it's like insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the Open app. It's really expensive, but they have deals that run all the time. And you can get like, you know, several months for like $9 or something. And that's what I did. But I love that app. They have a new one every day. You can do like little specific programs. I don't know. I highly recommend it. It's helped me to meditate every day. And I've never been a meditator because I just get like bored and start thinking about other things. But this one really forces you to kind of like stay with it.
Yeah, it's really hard to stay in, especially if it's, you'll get lightheaded on some of them, or it'll like, you won't want to push forward. But if you do it and make it to the end, you usually get like this really cool feeling of relief or like kind of peace for a second, you know. Even if your anxiety comes back, at least you had some moment in the day where it was all good, you know, you felt okay.
Well, that's also why it's a practice, because like since I've been meditating, like if I feel anxious later on in the day, like I will do a little bit of the breathing exercises or whatever that I know how to do now through meditating, and it helps me to kind of be calm again, like in whatever anxious moment. So I found it to be really helpful.
Yeah, I like them. It kind of goes along with one of my other ones, was to gain more peace. I'll just kind of make it all on because there's a lot here. But gain more peace, eat whole foods, go to the gym 2 to 3 times a week, weightlifting, a little cardio. On the gaining peace thing, I feel like I really have not gained too much more peace. Like, I have peace in that, in my faith, I guess, but it's been a very stressful year so far. But I think there's just, it's a year of growth and getting out of, I don't know, like a lazy funk and like just being in my comfort zone for extended periods of time and not having to do much to get out of it. I really feel like that's being broken right now, kind of with everything I'm doing. And then as far as like going to the gym, I really haven't been in a while. That's been a terrible one. I've really dropped the ball. But we are being more active, and my job too, like I'm a little more active moving around because I have to take lots of breaks because you sit for a long period of time, but that makes me like walk around the office more and like stretch and stand up. And I don't know, I need to do better though, but I hope that doing that will help bring me more peace as well. So
yeah, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. I just, the fact I had struggled to even remember what my goals were, so that was not a good sign starting this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, one of mine was to go to the gym 2 to 3 times a week also. I have not done that, but I do walk the dogs a lot, and I always take the stairs. Really not for any reason other than the elevator here is so scary, and it breaks down like every single week. And I'm not trying to be on it when that happens, but it's also like a lot of activity because we live up kind of high. So
from your stairs, it's like we live on the 4th floor, but still, it's a lot of stairs. We did them this morning after we walked the dogs, and I was so out of breath. I was ready to just like lay down and catch my breath. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, I'm not out of breath when I take the stairs, but I do it like multiple times a day. So, and then, yeah, going to the park more and all that has been good.
It's just nice to be out in nature, I think, and like breathe fresh air. And
it's like, really fresh air is the problem.
It's like more fresh than some airs.
Yeah. Also going along with that was like focus on healing my PCOS. I haven't done that because I don't even know where to start. I feel like I need to go to a more like functional medicine doctor because I'm not getting any good answers anywhere else. So that's just been a point of frustration. And as I said earlier, it's just been a big thing I'm struggling with even more so lately. So if you also have PCOS, I'm with you, and it's not fun. So yeah, I still would like to, you know, focus on healing that situation, but it's also so expensive to go to a functional medicine doctor and like try to really do stuff to figure out the root cause and like get your hormones balanced and all that. Like, it's not, it's a super easy thing. So yeah, that's just a battle that I'm continually fighting. And it is what it is.
Yeah, that's a, it's just hard to know exactly what to do, and it does require lots of money and testing. And honestly, even with all that, still trial and error trying to figure out what's going on, you know?
I mean, I think once you like pay for all the testing, like people can get a pretty good understanding of what's going on in your body, and then you can work to fix it. But yeah, it's like a huge investment financially that we honestly just like, we can't really do right now. Like, I mean, it's important and it's definitely high on my list of priorities, but also like, so is having a place to live and food to eat and a car to drive and all that. Or a shared car.
Yeah, that's been rough too.
It's been, yeah, it's been really terrible. Which I said I don't want to complain, but like, just know it still is terrible only having one car.
Yeah, some people don't have any car and they have to just take a bicycle or,
yeah, which I'm thankful we do have the one car, but it's still hard for me.
What's cool now though is you can drop me off, so
I can, but it's also, I have to wake up super early, and then by 3 o'clock I have to leave and sit in traffic and go pick you up. So it's really like 4 hours of driving for being able to have a car for like 4 hours. So most of the time that's not really worth it to me, because I have schoolwork I need to be doing or like stuff around our apartment. So like to have to do all of that just to drive a car around for a couple hours.
I mean, just for emergencies though, like if you have to go do something that's like far away, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's nice that that option exists now, but yeah. What else you got? We need to move this along. We're already at 30 minutes.
More disciplined, read more of the Bible. And then having more money than we need. That one's not going so well right now, but I would say I'm getting more disciplined just because I have to. And I don't know. I think that's probably the most important goal I had, especially for me, because I tend to struggle with discipline. Like I start strong and I struggle to keep it up. So I'm really trying to master that middle part where you just keep it up. You don't stop, you know, you have good practices, and you, the reason you're successful is because you do the things that no one wants to do all the time.
Yeah. Confidence is built by keeping promises to yourself. Yeah. Another thing about working out is it's almost like swim season. So I'm definitely looking forward to being able to swim because I really love that. And it's a good form of exercise, but it's also just good. Good old fun. Really. Good old fun. So I'm definitely excited. Like, I'm not excited for the heat. Don't get it twisted, but I am excited to be able to swim because that's something I really love to do.
Yeah. Our pool, like, too, is open, but it's been too cold to swim in it.
Like, we probably could swim. It would just be a little uncomfortable at first. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure. And then another one of my goals was to dress my age and, like, not just wear t-shirts and shorts. That's not going very well. That's all I wear still for the most part.
Well, buying new versions of nicer things costs lots of money nowadays, so.
Well, even just like thrift shopping is expensive.
Yeah, well, like this day and age. They've got like old designer stuff in there, weird things, and they're like, they want more than Walmart wants for their new clothes, but like the quality typically is a little better of older stuff, but everything's just so expensive, it's frustrating.
Yeah, I definitely can't like go and buy a whole new wardrobe, but even without that, it's just, like, in hot weather especially, I'm sorry, I just can't, I can't do it. Like, I can't be bothered to wear, like, a cute outfit when it's 100 degrees outside. Like, it's just too hot. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll work to improve that later on in the year. Maybe. I don't know. I probably will. But it's just also with the PCOS stuff, like, it's not even my weight that's fluctuating. It's just, like, my body composition is like fluctuating, and there's no reason to like spend money on clothes. It is what it is.
Plus there's like terrible clothes in the stores too.
Yeah, I still want a sewing machine so that I can just sew my own clothes, because I'm so over what's on the racks these days.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Did you have any others?
This one's just sad at this point, but you thought it was funny, but the drone freestyling, like,
oh my gosh,
that's not even really a goal, it's just like a thing, but like I got it, but it's not going well. It's really hard to fly a drone, and I haven't even done it in first person yet with the little camera on it, and yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. I think I don't have it, I don't know, I need to learn more about it, but it's just been like this extra thing I don't want to deal with right now. And like we brought it to the park, and it was just like stressing me out. So I just need to figure it out more before I do that. I just thought of a reason why because like at the park when we went the other day, it wasn't turning and going well because it was kind of windy. But I think it's because I had it in like low. There's like, it has different gears, like low, medium, high, and I had it in low. So that makes way more sense now that it didn't do well.
I'm glad you just now came to that realization.
Yeah, but I don't know. I need to practice it more. It's just like kind of embarrassing too, to like show up as a grown man and like have my little drone and like fly it around. Like it just seems stupid, but it is fun.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's something you can work towards and have a fun hobby to do.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's my last one though.
Oh, okay. I have kind of a lot more.
Rip them.
One of mine was to read more. I'm on book number 3 this year, so not off to a great start, but also not terrible. I think I'll meet my yearly goal, which is only 25 this year, so I should be able to meet that pretty easily. Another one was to get a 4.0 right now. I've achieved that, you know. I've only done 2 classes, but I have a 4.0 as of right now, so that's exciting. Next one, be able to travel freely. Not going so well. I mentioned before that I was, you know, hoping for a miracle to be able to go to Cape Cod for my birthday. Really not looking like that's going to happen. I'm still holding out hope, but it's like, it's definitely delusional hope at this point, and it's probably not going to happen, but you know, there's still a hope there. Yeah, so that is what it is also. And then a goal was to get a car. That's obviously not going well because I've complained like 6 times about how I don't have a car. Be more thoughtful with purchases and eliminate frivolous spending. I feel like I've been doing good about that. I haven't really bought anything frivolous that I can think of.
Yeah.
You seem not confident in that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've both done frivolous, like, spending.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. Like, you just... I don't know. Maybe we haven't, but it just seems like we've spent money. But I just feel like everything feels like frivolous spending because it's all so expensive.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything that I don't, like, need, like, toothpaste or whatever in a while. A volleyball. Like, we got a new volleyball. That was our big purchase.
Yeah, I guess so, that was kind of...
Yeah. I don't know.
Legos.
Oh, true. Legos. Those are pretty cheap, though.
No, they're not. They're expensive. They're so expensive. It's like, even the small little ones that are, like, at Walgreens are, like, $30.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I kind of don't believe you because those
they're
same...
They're like $30 or more.
Those same flowers that you got at Walgreens were $10 at Target.
Those were the cheapest ones, if that's the case. Everything else has been like $20 to $30 for the tiny ones.
Okay, well, stop buying Legos then because you're the one who buys them.
Because you like them.
Okay, well, let's stop with that purchasing.
Our house is decorated in Legos now, though.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of insane. Other one, I want to live somewhere that's not in Texas. Obviously, we haven't reached that goal yet, but our lease is up in September, and I'm hopeful that that goal will be accomplished in September. Not confident, but hopeful. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you never know.
It is kind of a possibility. I'm like, I don't know, I'm like 60% sure it'll happen, I guess. So, that's good. And then another one was I want to feel inspired again and take more pictures and put more effort into our Instagram. Yeah, I have not felt inspired. I have hardly taken a single photo. And if you follow us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire, you can tell there's a severe lack of inspiration and effort. So that's another one that's not going well. And then lastly was be better about reaching out to people and spending quality time. Also not going very well. I have hardly seen any of my friends. We saw Sydney last 2 weeks ago, I guess. And that was fun. Yeah. But I don't see a lot of my friends hardly ever.
I saw Zach and Holden. That was nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just honestly really hard to find time to even do it.
Yeah, because I don't have a car, so I can't go see anyone, really. Everyone else is, like, busy with their own stuff. Like, we're getting old, so... Not old, but older. And everyone just has their own stuff.
I feel like you think
on.
You just die at 30, and then that's it. Like, that's how it feels when you talk about
I
it.
I don't feel that way, but 30... I'm not where I want to be at this age. Or, like, where I wanted to be at by this age. So... I think it's just hard to kind of come to terms with. But that was my last goal. And speaking of that, my birthday is less than a month away. And I will be 27. And that feels absolutely terrifying. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that old.
I know. Like I said, I just feel like I'm not where I wanted to be at this age.
Who is, though?
Yeah.
It's, like, very rare for people to be, like, exactly where. Because, like, no one even knows where they want to be, so.
Well, hopefully by 30, I will have a college degree. I should by 30. I definitely should by 30.
I would hope so.
Well, that's only 3 years.
Yeah.
A normal degree takes 4.
You had some credits, though.
A few. So, yeah. Hopefully, before 30, I will be graduated with a degree, and that'll really be a new chapter after that. But, yeah. So, I'd say we're, like, we're doing all right on our goals. I guess another one that I didn't talk about was cooking more. I have not done that at all, but we've definitely been eating at home more, like not buying as much food out or whatever.
I feel like I cook more every day and for one meal or another. And we eat a lot of leftovers, a lot of like, this isn't as good, but we've had some more like easy to have snacks or like lunch stuff. Like I've been bringing a lot more like fruits and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I think we're doing okay with that.
Actually, I guess I have been cooking. I've been making quesadilla salad, which is...
it's such a funny combo, but it is pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, it's like they have it at Chili's, but I literally just get like a salad pack and pour half the bag like without any of the toppings because I don't like those. So it's probably a huge waste of money. But I do that and then I make like a tiny little quesadilla and put it on top of the salad. And there's quesadilla salad. And that's... honestly, a lot for me cooking-wise because I hate it so much. So the fact that I'm able to make myself a quesadilla and pour salad in a bag, I'm considering a win right now.
Yeah. No, it's... for you, it is an accomplishment.
Thank you. And then, so how we're going to move forward and make the goals that we're kind of failing on right now, hopefully... be accomplished throughout the year. For me personally, I want to redo our herb garden a little bit because
it's like dead, all of it now.
Yeah.
What is going on with these dogs?
Yeah, they're making some funny noises, but I feel like it'll help me be outside more, be more connected to nature, which is a goal that I have. And it's also like more inspiring to cook food if you have the herbs in your garden, because it's like, oh my gosh, we grew this, like we saw it grow, and now I want to use it to put in something.
So, I want to do more rosemary sourdough. That was actually really good.
Yeah, our sourdough journey's been going good. That wasn't a goal, but I mean, starter's still alive, and
we've made a lot of loaves by now.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Yeah, and then another one. Well, really, I don't know. We just need to, like my goals are just to keep saving money, keep prioritizing, trying to get out of Texas, probably, and, you know, work towards bettering the podcast and just feel inspiration again so that I can take pictures both for just for fun, but also, like, to promote the podcast and, like, be able to kind of revamp our Instagram and... ultimately make me feel happier. So yeah,
I don't know, I just want to find like more of a baseline again and just like follow my like my intuitions about things and not just like put up with things for a long time. And I still feel like that's where I'm going, but the health part I think will help me a lot in how I'm feeling about stuff or like my intuitions, if that makes sense. But I don't know. That's kind of what I'm more focusing on. But yeah, I think me trying to do more discipline is going to help build those things. But the discipline is what I'm finding is discipline comes first to make all of it possible.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. Frankie's just being so crazy. But yeah, I agree with that. I think all of our goals still stand. We just need to kind of readjust the pathway to get there. And I hope that y'all will take this as an opportunity to kind of reflect on your goals and see what's been going well, because that's encouraging to see like, oh, I haven't really thought about these goals necessarily in a few months, but like I have stuck to them. Like that's an encouraging feeling. And, you know, examining the ones that you're not accomplishing and seeing why and like figuring out a path forward can be helpful, because we're approaching halfway through the year almost, so it's a good time to just reassess and clean up your life.
Yeah, it's not even about like the whole year itself. It's more just like, are you going to keep doing it?
Yeah, it's like setting yourself up for success in the long term, but just reassessing your yearly goals to figure out the best way to do that.
Yep.
But I think that's about it. Let us know if y'all would be interested in an episode. I think we did a spring cleaning one last year, but like maybe spring cleaning of your life. Although I kind of feel like we did that last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it was.
Then maybe like an actual spring clean. I don't know. We just like need to spring clean because...
We'll just film ourselves cleaning the house.
I mean, most people... I love to watch videos like that. So maybe we will. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do a 27 lessons episode. We've done one like every year for our birthdays. I might. It just might be a little dark. But we'll see.
I mean, it can't always be happy-go-lucky, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But thank y'all for listening, if you are. Thanks for hanging with us, as usual. You can follow us on Instagram, at On The Air With Brett and Claire. You can leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. People say that's a helpful thing to do, so I'm just going to assume that it is.
Yeah, help us out, man.
Yeah, I do want to get back on YouTube at On The Air With Brett and Claire, so you can subscribe, and then you'll see us pop up when our next episode is out on YouTube. So stay tuned for that one of these days. Stay tuned for a rebrand of sorts a little bit. And yeah, we appreciate y'all listening, for real.
Thanks, guys.
You got anything else?
I'm just thankful to be here and to be alive, honestly.
Me too.
It's been a wild ride, but wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, but be proud of yourselves for the things that you have accomplished, and don't get down on yourself if you do assess your goals and realize there's a lot you haven't accomplished, like us. Just take it as an opportunity to kind of reassess and use the springtime as your motivation to kind of kickstart everything into gear again.
Amen.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on everything, like I said before, and we will see you hopefully next Thursday. But if not, we'll see you when we see you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day and a great week.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.